1-2-1-2. What's going on, party people? It's your man AC Fire in the building.
Yay!
And I got Big Chris with me.
Yay!
The queen.
Give it up for Big Chris. I got SPB.
Yay!
What's up, everybody?
Give it up for him. SPB in the building. And all y'all know, give it up for y'all, all the listeners out there. Come on now, where y'all at? Y'all the one that's listening to our crazy ass selves out there. You know?
I just poured out a drink for everybody.
Listen.
Shit. You're winning.
Somebody got to drink them down.
And we getting so big now, I got to get me an exotic pet.
Listen.
Yeah, yes.
I just can't have a regular pet now.
Listen.
Viewers are growing. I need to get me a chimpanzee or something.
She need a pet with papers from overseas
somewhere. I need to
be stamped.
And I'm waiting for Rick Williams from Channel stamped. 6 to get back to me on the email and shit so he can give me that male makeup shit that he put on his face.
Maybe get real big over here. Like LaToya did.
Oh, but stop.
Yeah, we get
that's
like,
crazy.
We over like 1,500 listeners.
Shout out to y'all listening, man. Big. Once again, come on now.
Thank you guys so much.
You already know.
Thank y'all.
Doing the damn thing out here.
Can't do it without y'all.
Not at all.
Thanks for tuning in.
100%. Now listen, on this joint we got right here on the Reality Rap Show on the RRS, we got sex toys. Sex toys, man. Yeah, you got sex toys out there, and I ain't talking about the G.I. Joes and the He-Man ramming up your ass, but I'm talking about the sex toys you got out there. Do y'all use them? Have you used them? Do you plan on using them? Do you need to use them?
You sink my battleship.
You know, I mean, what you got going on? You playing Jenga on your breast? I mean, what we got? You know, what toys we got playing with? What you playing out there? What toys we got? You know,
who wanna, Jack.
I mean,
bro.
Listen, please, whoever wanna.
Big Chris, listen. God damn it.
This is a subject, yet again. I'm
ooh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
That's near and dear to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't wanna say, but I have a box full. Sex toys, anal beads, handcuffs, throat numbing spray. So when you doing that special thing, you can take it all in.
Dang.
I have the fake rings for your clitoris that you can clamp on. I have the fake rings for your nipples as well.
Well, you said a closet full of toys, correct?
A closet.
Okay.
Well, we know it's on your Christmas list. Santa Claus is still bringing you toys.
So tell me, you got a lot to say there. I mean, you got some experience in this topic right here.
Man.
Listen. So let me ask you, I'm pretty sure our listeners want to know.
Okay.
So what for all the women out there, what would you recommend? What's your top 3 sex toys?
I like the throat numbing spray.
Just gag yourself all day.
Oh, well, you don't gag. And that's what I need because my gag reflex is high.
Damn.
But with the throat numbing spray, seriously, you can take 10 to 12 inches in without gagging.
Shout out to everybody that need stocking stuffers.
You want to get stuffed. Whoa. That's
the Reality Rap Show got that for you.
Yeah, that's number two.
Number two is I have this vibrator that I like using.
You put it on your clit.
Mm-hmm. Most times when it's in, you know, we just rub it on there.
So when the penis is inside the vagina, you just rub it around the vagina.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes just sit it in the front. You know,
like a bullet, like the little bullet.
Except it's a full, like, 10, 12 inch.
Oh, shit.
And then sometimes, you know, that'll get stuck other places, too. Or sometimes that'll be inserted while...
Listen.
Yeah.
All righty.
Sometimes you don't always feel like, you know, actual penetration.
Damn. So that's number two.
Uh-huh.
Drum roll. Go ahead with that last one.
I like the 1 to 2 nails And I like all the beads straight up in there.
Damn.
I want the whole.
Pull it out ring slow, out. Like.
However they choose to pull them out.
Did you ever get them pulled out fast? Like
no, you don't want to.
Like a Petey Crack song, ring.
No.
All right. No. It is very central. You know, but you know, it's somebody out there that had no ass beads. They got them pulled out fast and shit. Yeah. And they probably got little diarrhea problems right now.
I can actually say that both parties enjoyed it thoroughly. That you didn't want to rush it.
Damn.
So when you got to those last two beads, both of y'all was about to explode.
Damn. Yeah, see, with something like that, you know, for all of us that know you, you like extra clean. A bath and a shower at the same time, because damn sure, I guess you got to be very careful, because you know a lot of y'all women out there and shit, y'all don't probably even know how to wash your ass. God forbid, with a bead on it. Jesus Christ.
And you know, that's just that appetizer in the main entree is them inserting theirself into that little.
Oh, that old dirt road. Yeah. That old dirt road.
Shout out to Happy Times.
God damn it. That's like a cowboy hat on that motherfucker, man.
Old
listen,
town.
That old town road, that old dirt road. Old Hershey Hill. He like, yeah.
No, I make sure that area is beyond clean.
Where are we going this evening? Hershey Hill.
No, that's something that
put the seatbelt on. Strap out.
The dookie shoes.
They got a happen spot.
Oh, absolutely.
No. You know that it's gonna happen,
yeah.
But you don't let that other party know. If you let them know that ahead of time, they'll lose their mind.
Yeah, you might. You might wanna, you know, you'll shy them away from activities and all that good stuff.
Shy them away. Yeah. They'll be over here before I can get ready.
Oh, that too. There you go. Hey,
no
listen.
Damn shying away.
Hey, God forbid.
You
tell
them they can go to the forbidden zone. You can't be. They ain't gonna be running the opposite way.
A little ass shot. Ass shot. You fuck around, put a hole in the undershirt and
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. You're like,
Yeah. Just wait a minute. Like two nasty ass dogs that he just get behind it, start humping and shit. Damn, man.
Don't get stuck.
So, hold on, never stop.
So that's you know what? You know that the sex toys. That's I like to consider myself a lot freaky. I have no weird experience that you have with sex toys. I am a fan of the bullet under the balls, though. It's
yeah, I've done that.
It's a nice little stimulating, little sex act, sex toy. You know what I mean? The dick ring thing for me was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's an uncomfortable thing. It seemed like it stopped the blood flow. You know what I mean?
That's what they want. Well, that's what the white guys want.
Yeah, because that shit, it was a little problem then. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They want the flow to stop. I don't know why, but they do.
You know, not to say that I'm extra fat. I am extra fat in that area. So, you know, I would have worked better if you would have fucked around and got me a goddamn Goodyear tire, maybe off one of them fucking small vehicles. That would have helped me out a little bit more. I'm just saying. A little wide.
I don't know too many black men that like that.
Yeah, because that shit there, that shit hurts.
It looks like it hurts. That shit hurts. I'm gonna be honest. It looks very constricted.
That shit hurts. Actually, with AC Fire, that's one of your favorite shits, right? You love them joints, right?
That is a negative. That's a negative for AC Fire's way. I put my toys up a long time ago. Those that don't know, you just add AC Fire and Stir, baby. That's all you're going to need. Add me. Just add me and Stir. That's the bonus part. Hey, you get. Listen.
Listen.
They get me in a hell of a daydream that's going to last you all week.
I got to admit.
That's pretty damn good.
I got to admit. When I go visit my cousin, man, and I'm telling you, man, I'm serious. Shit. He keep an immaculate spot. But I have to say, man, I used the bathroom one time about behind his Gillette razors and shaving cream. Seen some ass beads back there.
So that was no ass beads.
That's
a negative.
He's an ass bead guy.
That's a negative.
Listen, and look.
That's a negative.
And look, the motherfucker had the big joint. They had to be like the 10 millimeter.
Oh, that was like,
nah. Not at all.
He
That's why he got that little get and shit when he walking.
Yeah.
Listen, for all our listeners, he runs like 10 miles. He runs like 10 miles daily. That motherfucker run. He in the best shape of his life and
shit. That shit is
He don't look like one of them constipated cats. You can damn sure bet you that.
That's the 10 mil beans. That's why.
He always walk with that little git with his ass up in the air. You like this. Yo, man.
Like he jumping up for a rebound. You can't help but to laugh.
Yeah, man. But, you know, I think that's taking over. Hey, yo, check this out. Anybody here a fan of the Shy?
I am.
Yo, listen here.
Shout out to the Shy. Even though I haven't seen one episode yet, I'm a little behind.
That's just the truth.
I'm a little behind. AC Fly is a little behind.
Check this shit out.
Don't treat
yourself.
They had the sex scene. Season 3, episode 2.
Yes, Lord. Everybody better watch that joint. Because look, well, the two lesbians,
Nina and Dre,
got married. Let's just say they consummated the marriage. It was funny as shit because
it wasn't funny. It was very erotic.
Yeah, it was some shit that I personally never seen.
Me neither.
Like,
not she, that vivid on.
Yeah, she had a strap on, and yo, she was really giving her work. Like,
get the strap.
It kind of looked like, because anybody that's gonna watch it, it honestly. And I'm being honest, not trying to be funny. It looks like me in the bed. That's how I stroke. Like,
let me tell you.
It was the consistency of it. Because damn near the sex scene took like every bit of 10 minutes of the show. I said I'd go at least. That's like with SPB here, just look at that movement, but add like 40 more minutes on that.
But the crazy thing about
why everybody trying to bypass what I just said, like add 40 more minutes on that.
The crazy thing about that was, for a moment there, you forgot that it was two women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot.
Yo, she was busting her ass. She was busting her ass. I'm sitting in.
I gotta watch the shot.
You gotta watch the shot.
She was slow. I never seen no shit that. like.
I never seen him open up and take it out like that, and she just.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm turning this about to be turned into a fucking gripe show. Showtime. I'm gonna kick your ass for that
You know what?
We might fuck around and lose. We might lose a lot of our women and shit with shit like that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie,
brother.
Yo.
Listen, the pickings are very slim.
A lot's
been lost already.
And Nina gave it.
But you know what? But you know what's so funny?
And Nina was riding that shit and fucking it like it was a real.
Yo, she was killing it. And dig this, for a lot of women that's been curious. Cause a lot of women
that
in the world,
made me curious,
you got a lot of promiscuous women, and I'm gonna tell you something, man. Guess what?
But that shit.
A lot of people gonna go full throttle now. They be like, I think I might try that.
I'm not gonna lie. That was one of the best.
Damn, she was stroking her, man.
Sensual, sexual, lesbian.
And she got a nut.
Yes.
Yeah, she got a nut.
Encounters ever filmed on a television show.
Women get tired of that shit when you be sitting there like this. They be like this, wait, I'm about to come. You be like this, nap before me. You motherfucker. Boy, but see, you might put all our men out. All the men gonna be out of business and shit in a minute, boy. That meat market about to close up.
You gonna be a part-time brother for real.
Like COVID-19.
A real part-time brother.
Do yourselves a favor.
All right.
Please turn on the Shy. It's on Showtime. It comes on Sunday nights at 9 p.m.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
But the episode that we're speaking about is season 3, episode 2, between Nina and Dre.
Yeah, buddy. Listen.
And when I say it is sensual, there was nothing offensive about that.
Oh, definitely not for me.
At all.
I get it.
And sometimes I watch some of the scenes between two males and two women. And we like, oh, that's like, I can't watch it. No, that one, I rewind that motherfucker back like 6 million times.
That shit was all right. But you know what? And it's crazy too, because you know what? We got a lot of our listeners and shit, man. Everybody gonna now go out there and be like this. Yo, you hear the RR show? I'm going out there and be like, girl, where you going? Be like, I'm going. I'm going to Condemnation. I'm going to the sex toy shop. I'm going to go take care of some shit.
And if y'all do take care of that, you know, hit us up at 215-809-3297 on the Reality Rap Show.
Listen, Lufu,
let us know what's up.
I'm curious because it took me, I just discovered toys maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And I was so against them. But my girlfriend, a close friend of mine, bought me my first bullet. Actually, she bought it for all of us. She bought it for like 6 girls. One of my friends used it so much, she broke it.
Damn. Shout out to your friend.
She broke her bullet.
Ooh, shit.
And then she wanted me to pick out my first dildo. And, you know, it's something that you use that's special. And if you never want a man to forget you, pull out the toy, ladies.
Yeah, listen, nothing else need to be said. On that note, take me out of here. I ain't got shit for that. Listen, go out there and go have fun, girls.
Oh, man, knock yourself out. Hey, listen, if you need some help, I'm always available.
Listen.
You already know.
Listen, Linda.
Let us know if you used it and what your experience was.
Amen. That's right. Y'all know the number.
215-809-3297, www.realityrapshow.com.
Everybody, have a great week.
Take care, y'all.
Stay safe.
We out of here.